It's Tim Wahlbergen for Phil Johnson. And money man George Balke joins us now this morning. Good morning, George. We're talking.
Hey, good morning, Tim. Have I got a deal for you?
Well, we're talking money, money advice, money matters. And you know what? I'm in debt. I'm in debt real, real deep. And I've got to get out. And so many people want to help me.
Smoking deal for you. Actually, it's not my deal. It's a deal out there from a bunch of companies. Recently, a whole new wave of ads for debt settlement companies started. I can't call them a scam because they're perfectly legal, but I can tell you that you're going to get ripped. And that quote comes from the Clark Howard Show, which reaches millions of people. First, I got to give you some content of their commercials.
Okay,
our attorneys will work with your lenders to settle your debts for up to 70% less. Within 10 minutes, an expert will be able to determine if you're eligible. What do you have to lose but your debt? Call us.
So is it there?
70% off.
70% off of what? Their services?
Off your debt.
Off of my debt?
One phone call, 10 minutes, and they'll settle your debts for 30 cents on the dollar.
Well, this is just too good to be true.
Ah, the cynic in you is coming out. Well, exactly. Not so fast. Before you make that call, you have to understand the background and what's going to happen. The ad, of course, is targeting people who are in way over their head in debt and who would love to believe that the solution is just one phone call away.
So, George,
it's somewhere between being naive and being really desperate, and I understand that. They're preying on the desperation of people that are in real financial trouble. And at that point, Tim, they're prepared to pretty much try anything to get some help from anyone.
George, give me a number. What are we talking about when people really start to get desperate about their debt?
Depends. If someone makes $25,000 a year, it's a $5,000 credit card balance. If someone makes $100,000 a year, they got a mortgage, a second mortgage, they've got a big line of credit, and they've got $10,000 to $20,000 worth of credit card debt. It is totally different for any individual.
Okay, so I've come to the point where I've got to do something, and all of a sudden they catch me at a time of weakness. I see the commercial or I hear the commercial. I click on something online that I see that is going to save me so much money and get me out of debt. Then what happens?
In one quick swoop. Well, as the ad says, what have you got to lose? Our experts will determine inside of 10 minutes if you're eligible. Great news. You're going to be eligible.
Trust
you don't
me,
even
you
have
be.
To phone. Because it's going to make someone believe that 3/4 of their debt are going to get wiped out.
Okay.
On the call, the first few minutes are going to be getting your name and your contact information so they can keep harassing you. Then they're going to get a list of your debt. What they're looking for is the amount of unsecured debt. Unsecured debt is stuff without collateral. So it's not your house because it's secured. It's not your line of credit, which most of the time is against your home. And it's not your car because your car is pledged for collateral. Unsecured debt are things like credit card balances, which is 90% of it, and some small unsecured lines of credit. So that's what they're looking for, is the unsecured debt.
So what do they do with it?
Well, based on this total unsecured debt, they'll then advise you that you are eligible and you qualify, and they're going to work with your creditors to get this total amount settled for like 30 cents on the dollar. But one thing you have to do first, you'll need to pay them a fee up front, and that fee is somewhere between $1,000 and $3,000, depending on the total amount.
Really?
You're laughing. That may sound outrageous, but you would be amazed how many broke and desperate people will find that money and find a way to pay that $1,000 to $3,000 upfront in the hope of getting that huge debt relieved in one swift swoop.
It makes sense, and at the time, I'm already in debt. What's a couple of grand more to alleviate this huge amount?
Right. Now, here's, you know, you've paid the fee, you're eligible, and here's what happens. Once the fee is paid, they should start working on contacting your creditors and settling this. But the first thing they'll tell you is that you have to work. And what you have to do is they'll advise you to first stop paying all these bills. It'll soften up the creditors, and then they'll be able to arrange a settlement when this debt is unpaid for 3 months or 6 months and when it's really old.
Oh, no. So now you're jeopardizing your credit.
So they don't actually do any work. It's up to you now to not pay any of these creditors. That is the exact extent of their work. They get your money up front and then tell you to stop paying. The advice I can give you for free right now, when lenders haven't been paid for 3 months or so on a car they're going to repossess, they'll start foreclosure on your home. Now, unsecured lenders don't have collateral because all they have is your signature, typically on credit cards. Mm-hmm. At about 90 days, and then again at 6 months behind, they have a big problem because they kind of reclassify it on their financial statement as a potential write-off. So they do want to work with you and they do want to get it paid, but they're much more likely to sue you or to pursue some really strong collections as they are to instantly settle with you. This proliferation of these debt settlement companies, you think credit card companies aren't aware of what's going on?
So where are these companies operating from?
Pretty much everywhere. It's an 800 call center, and I'm not really sure where they are. All over North America.
You say that they're legal.
They are totally legal because you're paying them a fee, and then what they'll do is they'll tell you to stop paying, and then after that they'll call you back and go, you know what, we called your creditors, and they're really not willing to settle, so I'm sorry we couldn't do more for you.
And that's it.
The contract is fulfilled. Just because they couldn't come through for you doesn't mean it's illegal. Now, Tim, at the end of the day, you're out some huge upfront fees, and your credit is absolutely destroyed mm-hmm. for 7 years. You've then got no chance of refinancing, because even if you've made your mortgage payment, everything on your credit report relating to credit cards or smaller bills is showing 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, 6 months in arrears because you trusted this company that they would actually settle this for you. You can't do a consolidation anymore. You can't combine your credit cards to a decent interest rate because your credit is destroyed. There are also a lot of jobs you may not get now, and your home and auto insurance are going to get more expensive because large numbers of employers and insurance companies use your credit score in order to set your rates. So they have destroyed your financial life for 7 years.
Wow.
You are right back to where you started.
Worse.
But you're now 3 or 4 months behind. The stress gets much more intense with these arrears because now you're getting legal letters and collection calls like you wouldn't believe.
Okay.
And you've added more debt because of their fee.
George, you've sold me on what not to do.
Ah, yeah, exactly. Don't do it.
Don't make
the call. They ask, what have you got to lose? I've just described some of it.
A lot. Now, so I am still in debt. Not saying that I've made this call yet, but I'm being tempted. I'm looking at this. I'm kind of, you know, made a couple of clicks. I haven't signed it. I haven't made a phone call yet. I haven't dialed that number. That's going to get me deeper in trouble. But I am still in debt, and I do want to get out. I'm getting a little bit on the desperate side. Help me. What can I do?
Stop borrowing, because borrowing isn't making things better. The first thing you do when you get in a hole is you got to stop digging. You got to live within your means. There's two ways to do it. First, increase your income, because when you increase your income, you have more money that you can put towards your bills. Secondly, spend $20 if you have to. Get the It's Your Money book. There is an entire section that walks you through a step-up program. Write down all your debts from smallest to largest, and then put every dollar you have towards the littlest one. When that one is paid off, take the money and put it onto the second one and the third one. It walks you through that you're basically going to be debt-free in one quarter of the time and with about a third of the total interest. There is no magic solutions. It's you making extra payments and not borrowing anymore.
Sounds easy. It's a lot of work, though.
It's not easy, but it's so worth it.
George Moneyman Balky, I appreciate your time today. Have a great day. Appreciate it.